Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This is the Daily Migs Show, only on the mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
The Daily Migs Show is headed to Tacoma this weekend. We're having our very first listener party.
It's going to be a blast.
And this crazy idea that we had is coming to fruition. Shout out to Bree, who manages the Chuck E. Cheese in Tacoma.
Yeah, it started as a stupid conversation, which is really no surprise on our show. We have a lot of dumb conversations. Like, wouldn't it be hilarious if we did a party at a Chuck E. Cheese where people could bring their kids, or even if you don't have a kid, come hang out with us and play some childish games and have a great time. And next thing you know, Bree makes it happen. And I cannot wait. Tatum's excited. Tatum has invited some of her friends. Now her friends are coming as well. It's a full-on party, man.
I cannot wait. They've given us that loft area, I think, that kind of overlooks all the...
It does, yes.
And so we're going to be up there kicking it. Please come say hi. We'll be there from 3 till 5 this Saturday, April 20th. All the party details can be found at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser.
Rob from Polsbo is. Rob, are you there?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Rob?
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
And remember, if Steve wins out this week,
yes,
he'll hit 100 wins by tomorrow at 8:50. So, Rob, do your thing.
Don't make that happen. For those playing at home, Rob has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What hairstyle is known for being business in the front and a party in the back?
The mullet.
Correct. How many seasons are there of The Golden Bachelor?
Oh, too many. I don't know, 20.
No.
Pass.
What band had the hit songs Like a Stone and I Am the Highway?
Oh, Audioslave.
Correct. Who directed the early 2000s movie Catch Me If You Can?
Tom Hanks?
No.
Pass.
Same name as a direction. What is the name of Kim and Kanye's oldest child?
North.
Yes. Ricky Henderson was famous for playing what sport?
Baseball.
Yes. King Triton is a character from what Disney film?
Oh, Little Mermaid.
Correct. Which planet is known as the Blue Planet?
Earth.
Yes. What U.S. state is directly above Indiana?
Illinois?
No.
Minnesota?
No.
Michigan.
Yes. What is the smallest ocean in the world?
The Arctic Ocean.
Yes. How many seasons are there of The Golden Bachelor?
19.
No.
69.
No. Rob, let's see. You got 8 correct.
My dude.
I do like how you tried to give him the hint with the inflection there.
Did you like that?
I did.
Yeah, he didn't get it. Yeah. You know what? It's okay. You know, it's okay that you didn't know that one.
We'll give you a pass on that.
Unfortunately, I think Steve will, but who knows? I have faith in Rob. Steve.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
I know. I've never met someone that want to see me fail more than my friend Sarah over here.
This is when he shows up and gets a perfect 10, you know? When we put too much faith in the...
Don't put that out in the universe, Terrence. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
What hairstyle is known for being business in the front and a party in the back?
Mullet, baby.
Yeah. How many seasons are there of The Golden Bachelor?
One too many? One?
Yes. What band had the hit songs Like a Stone and I'm the Highway?
Audio Slave.
Yes. Who directed the early 2000s movie Catch Me If You Can?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Steven Spielberg?
Correct. Same name as a direction. What is the name of Kim and Kanye's oldest child?
Northwest.
Yes. Ricky Henderson was famous for playing what sport?
Baseball.
Yeah. King Triton is a character from what Disney film?
Aquaman.
No.
Oh, wait. Under the Sea. I remember from the Disney ride. Little Mermaid.
Yes. Which planet is known as the Blue Planet?
Has to be Earth.
It is. What U.S. state is directly above Indiana?
Great. North Dakota?
No.
Chicago?
No.
Illinois?
No.
Nebraska?
No. What is the smallest ocean in the world?
Atlantic.
Oh,
wow.
No! Steve, you got 8 correct. Which is a tie. 8-8. Oh, wow. You're not going to get 100 by the end of the week.
Did you hear Rob's diabolical laugh? Yeah. I heard that. That was great, Rob.
Rob, you stopped him.
That was awesome.
Wow. That actually, I feel a little bit of pain for you.
Just means we're going to have to wait till Monday now.
Well, that's something to look forward to through the weekend.
Oh, the disappointment. Rob.
Honestly, I'm shocked I got 8. I felt like I was doing terrible in this one.
I honestly thought you were going to get a perfect 10.
Me too.
You got really? 8 in a row. Yeah.
I don't know why, but in my head, I felt like I was not doing well.
You were doing great.
Welcome to my brain.
Y'all, you just fumbled on U.S. state directly above Indiana. Rob got that correct. It's Michigan. And he also got the smallest ocean in the world is Arctic.
I would have never got that one.
Yes. He didn't understand. I tried to say the Golden Bachelor because I think he just thought I meant the Bachelor, but there's only one season of that and you got that correct as well.
One too many.
Yeah, I was like, wait, excuse me? That's why I was like, wait, yeah? But not one too many, even though they're getting divorced, but we don't talk about it. Congratulations on tying, Rob.
Thank you.
This Friday, Pearl Jam's new album is out and they just released another new song. And a member of our show has already heard the entire record. We're going to tell you all about it after Disturbed.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tomorrow is a big album release day for Pearl Jam, Dark Matter.
Thank you, Pearl Jam, for giving us a record to talk about besides the new Taylor Swift album.
That's a solid point.
Yes, they did a solid for all of us rock fans.
All the Pearl Jam fans have been stoked so far on what we've heard. Yep. And there's another new single that's just come out called Wreckage.
So they've put out 2 songs before that, and now this is the 3rd.
Yes, and here's what it sounds like.
Ooh, Eddie.
Spicy.
Get your mom with that mouth.
When you were first playing it, I thought it was a Tragically Hip song. It kind of was giving me some hip vibes.
You know, I've always thought there was a little bit of a correlation between the Tragically Hip and Pearl Jam. The thing that I've picked up on, and a lot of people were kind of saying as well, I saw on social media, was it feels like a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers song as well.
I can hear that.
I was thinking, honestly, I was thinking Darius Rucker almost.
What the
I only want to be with you.
What were you thinking, Sarah?
I was thinking
Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
You were thinking you don't want to hear this anymore.
Not really.
Well, what do you do? She has bad taste in music.
She was thinking she wants to hear the new Taylor Swift album.
Probably.
Exactly. What drops tomorrow, y'all?
I like it because it's like the other 2 songs we've heard are just straight up heavier rockers. And so it's like, you know, the fun of what I've always loved about Pearl Jam is you got the real upbeat songs, but every once in a while you got like the daughters, the elderly women. And this kind of falls in line with that. Like has like a cool, just chill vibe to it.
And this will be Pearl Jam's 12th studio album, by the way, Dark Matter. And you are a little bit spoiled.
Yes.
You got to hear the whole thing already.
I did. And you know, honestly, if anyone has heard it already, I'm curious to see what you think, because they did do the theater experience, which we gave tickets away to, which happened, I think,
Tuesday night.
So some people have already been talking about it. So if you've heard the record, let us know what you think of it. And I saw a lot of people on Twitter. They were posting like videos of the theater, like they were just filming it. And that's how they. So I started hearing a couple of the songs that way. And then one of my buddies told me, I was like, hey, I got a copy of it if you want to hear it. And I was like, at first, part of me was like, nah, I'll wait till the album comes out. But then I realized, oh no, people have heard the album already. So I think I should do it as a reporter to be able to.
Research.
I couldn't help myself. I was mowing the lawn and I finally just hit the button and I was like, let me listen to some of this. And I thoroughly enjoy it from beginning to end. It's a great Pearl Jam record. It reminds me a lot of, this feels like this was something that would be written during the earlier years of Pearl Jam. There's one song called Waiting for Stevie. I swear I didn't pick it as my favorite because it said Stevie in it. Mm-hmm. Although that definitely put a smile on my face. That song sounds like it might have been written during the recording session for 10 or Versus, their first couple of albums. It's got that kind of guitar riff. This whole album, I feel like, is almost a make good to Mike McCready over the last few years. Because McCready, you know, he's an incredible lead guitarist. But on some of the newer records, they don't really go crazy on the guitar solos. Like, they save it for the live shows. This album, it's just full of great guitar solos from Mike McCready. He is just crushing it. This is easily the best drumming for Matt Cameron on a Pearl Jam record, in my opinion. And Eddie's voice sounds great. Everything about it. The moment I heard it, I was just like, I'm in for this record. It didn't even take a couple of listens, which some of their more recent records I've had to listen to a few times to be able to fall in love with it. This one I fell in love with immediately.
So your favorite song on the album?
It's Waiting for Stevie.
Is that a nod to Stevie Nicks or
Stevie Wonder for real?
Apparently
I heard an interview with Eddie Vedder where when he was recording his solo record, Stevie Wonder came on the record and did like a harmonica solo. And so I guess this is just inspired by the fact that they had to wait a while for Stevie to show up. So that's why the song is called Waiting for Stevie. And props to the guy who produced it, Andrew Watt, to get super nerdy with like music stuff. But like he's produced like Ozzy Osbourne to now Pearl Jam, Eddie's solo record. Hell, even Justin Bieber. He's won Grammy Awards. Apparently, he produced this record with a guitar on at all times because he's a massive Pearl Jam fan. So he was trying to push them to kind of go back to what they used to be and how they used to write songs and just be more of a jam vibe, which is kind of why they were called Pearl Jam in the first place.
He's like the president of the Pearl Jam 10 fan club.
Which I think even I heard some of the interviews with some of the band members, like, you know, many years ago, this would not have flown for us. Like, this would have just been a little too much to have a super fan producing our record. But they loved it. I guess it just brought a newfound enthusiasm and excitement for them to write this record.
And they're going to be in town for two nights at Climate Pledge Arena next month. What is it, the 28th and 30th?
You're asking questions I don't have
answers asking to. The number one Pearl Jam fan in this room.
I know. It's in my calendar. I'm going to one of them for sure. I might be going to both. I don't know. That sounds like a crazy week, though, if you ask me.
So I've been doing mornings with y'all now for a couple of months, and I've not yet done the concert and go to work the next morning
thing. It's not fun.
So I'm going to do it for the first time at Pearl Jam.
Okay.
Do you have any tips for me?
Take the day off. It's a battle, man. The older you get, it's harder. I remember when I was in my 20s and I worked in radio, I'd be going out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday nights. Didn't care. Well, Friday, of course. But it's like, I'll power through it. I'll be fine. Nowadays, I really have to love the band to even consider going to a concert on a weeknight.
Do you try to stock up on like a nap earlier in the day?
Before I had a kid, absolutely. That doesn't happen
anymore.
No
napping.
Yeah.
Well, and for both of you, it's even more of a struggle because my advice would be just move to Seattle and then have an apartment right next to the concert venues. So that way you don't have to drive for an hour and a half after. I can't even imagine for you guys like trying to do a concert during the week and then having to drive either to Puyallup or Stanwood.
You know what's not so bad is going home, you're still on that adrenaline rush. You're like, this is freaking awesome. I just saw Pearl Jam. Let's just use Pearl Jam as an example. Next morning, honestly, the drive to work isn't so bad because you're still riding the high. Like, can't wait to go on the show and tell everybody how much fun it was. Maybe talk to some listeners that were there as well. Like, you get kind of fired up about that. It's the drive home the next day where you're just like, I should just get a hotel. There's no way I'm going to make this drive. I'm nodding off. I'm too tired.
Just hit a rest stop.
Yeah, I mean, just energy drinks. Lots of energy drinks. That's. I'm excited to see how you're going to be doing after that.
I'm going to see if I can maybe hire a babysitter for the day after so that I can take a nap.
Lakewood Larry chimed in. He said, hey, Taryn, I'm surprised you haven't called it a toe tapper, the song.
It was a bit of a toe tapper. I like that one.
So I heard it at Easy Street on Sunday, the new Pearl Jam record, and it's awesome.
Was any member of the band at Easy Street? Do you guys know? I'm not sure if I heard anybody show up.
I feel like we would have heard. They did a bunch of like listening parties at different unique record stores, like record stores that aren't like your big name ones. Like, and Easy Street's kind of like a mom and pop type of a business. So I think they did a bunch of those across the country. So I don't think Pearl Jam showed up to any of them that I heard of.
Not even here?
Well, maybe they did, but maybe they were like wearing like a wig.
That would be fun. Pearl Jam in disguise. A former Nathan Hale High School basketball star just did something so stupid that he has been banned from the NBA for life. What did he do? We'll tell you at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rockaholics, we have all made some bad decisions in our lives. We know you have some dumb, maybe some more serious. So what was that time in your life where you knew you shouldn't do something, but you did it anyway? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. Former Nathan Hale baseball star, basketball star, Jonte Porter, who played for the Toronto Raptors, has been banned for life from the NBA. And this is apparently only the second time ever that a lifetime ban has been put into effect.
Shout out, local boy done good. Figured out a way to get banned for life.
This investigation.
Did he have sex with Adam Silver's wife? Like, that seems pretty epic.
They said that he was sharing confidential information with sports bettors,
oy,
wagering on games, even betting against his own team.
So, how much? I don't know anything, to be honest with you. I don't know much about this dude as far. I'm not a big basketball guy. I don't really pay much attention. But like, first when I saw it was from Nathan Hale, I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. And then I heard the story. I'm like, well, that's not pretty cool. Is he does he do well, like, financially? Like, I mean, he's in the NBA. I got to imagine he makes pretty decent money. Why do you need to do something like this? Not to say that it's right to get in cahoots with somebody to gamble and all that kind of stuff, but I think, okay, maybe someone's, like, down on their luck money-wise, they would do something like that. But you're in the NBA. You got to be making some pretty decent coin.
And the stakes being so high, you know, if you get caught doing something like that, like, your career's over. The money train is done.
In 2021, he made $2 million.
That's bad.
That's pretty good.
I mean, not bad. I mean, it's bad that he screwed this up. So the league has obviously very strict rules against gambling violations. So that's why this punishment has been enforced. He's done.
It's kind of like a Pete Rose thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how do you come back from that?
I don't know that you do.
Have you ever done something where you're like, oh, that was a bad idea?
So many times.
What's one that pops into your head?
One time when I thought I could beer bong 4 beers at once.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, so
off of a roof?
So the beer bong We learn some. We learn so much about Taryn Daly every morning, and how much of a drunk you are.
I know this will shock you, but it happened at Washington State University. Go
right,
Cougs.
Right. So they have it. Was it a giant beer bong where you could fit that much beer in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so of course there's these, you know, frat dudes doing it, and I was like, I can do that.
You just wanted to fit in.
I did, and I did do it, but then I threw up everywhere.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
I did it, but.
So you have a good swallowing capabilities.
Yes.
Did you puke like you right after?
Nope.
Okay, so not in front
stumbled,
of everyone.
I stumbled to the side of this little outdoor party area and did a little bleh.
Okay, so everyone still thinks you did it and you're the man.
Now they know the truth. Well, because I've told the secret. But what about you, Steve Miggs? Have you done something dumb that you knew you shouldn't have done?
Yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm paying for it. In the most annoying way possible. You know me. I hate social media. Yeah. I just do not like being on it. The last time, I don't care about trying to go viral or anything along those lines. The last time one of my social media posts went viral, I just shut down my Facebook. I was like, I can't deal with this anymore.
What was that?
I posted a video trying to get Sun Chips out of the vending machine.
I remember that video.
That video got over 11 million views and nonstop comments. Nothing bad. I don't care about being trolled. Like, that's the thing. It's not about being trolled. It's just that I waste my day then reading these things. And if someone is being a troll, it's like, whatever. But then I start thinking about, like, who are they? Like, I want to know why they have nothing better to do in their day than to, like, comment on somebody's stuff. So then I'll click on their page and I'll, like, look at what they're all about. And I'm like, what am I doing? I've wasted, like, an hour of my afternoon reading these comments. And why did I do that? So yesterday I posted, we were talking about me passing out. Danny, you weren't here, but we ended up talking about me passing out. When I was getting pierced, it always seems to come up from time to time because the audio and the video is just epic.
Gold.
And it's on YouTube, but I was like, you know, I should probably put that video on our TikTok page at Daily Migs as an opportunity for people to see what we were talking about. Really, I just was just viewing it. Like, we don't have a huge TikTok following. It's just like 300 people or something along those lines. Like, it's brand new. We're just trying to get people to go check out our TikTok. So I'm like, this would be a fun thing to throw on there for our listeners. Well, I made the mistake of putting hashtags on it, which I don't usually. If I do it, it's just more just to be kind of silly. But I decided to put piercing as a hashtag. And I learned rather quickly how many people must be following that hashtag. Because most of our videos, on average, are like, we'll get like maybe 400 or 500 views. It's nothing special. This one, within like seconds, had like 500. Next thing, I'm watching it, and I was fascinated by this. As the day went on, it was like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 60,000. It's over 115,000 views on this video, 200 comments.
In less than 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours. And I'm not saying this like, yeah. I'm saying this because then I make the mistake of reading the comments, which 99% of them are hilarious.
Oh,
they are
God.
So funny. People talk about how this dude looks like he rebooted. And it's fascinating because nobody knows the context unless you're a listener of the show. So all these people, I think, are thinking it's a current video. They think I'm doing it in a room with my friends. A lot of people are commenting on the fact that, like, this guy's got the worst friends ever because they're all joking, like, get a Sharpie, take his pants off, all this kind of stuff. Then, of course, you get the people who are just like, this guy's a wussy. Imagine this dude if he was in the military. I'm like, I didn't realize people were getting pierced in the military, but okay, I would be terrible. I'd be a terrible soldier if we're getting our eyebrow pierced. I might pass out. I'm sorry. I would be bad for America.
At least we know that now.
But I was like, it sucked up my entire afternoon because I was very entertained by a lot of the comments, but I'm like, I'm wasting so much time on social media. I really wish I didn't do the hashtag. I know I could just ignore it, but there's that weird curiosity that you just want to see.
It's like a drug.
Yeah.
So one more hit.
Finally, I'd like be like, put the phone down, play with your child. That's way more important than reading what a bunch of idiots are saying about this. Like, I love one person who's just like, I got my blah, blah, blah pierced at 16. I didn't pass out.
Good for you.
I was like, it's not like I intend. Finally, somebody did comment and said, do you all realize that that's an involuntary reaction to the needle going through his skin? It has nothing to do with pain. It has nothing to do with whether or not he's a manly person or not. He just passed out.
Without question, you are.
Danny,
manly.
Are you reading the comments?
Yeah, they're so great.
They're priceless.
Oh, my God.
What's your favorite? Pick out a favorite comment.
Where is it? I got a little lightheaded when I got my septum pierced 9 years ago, but not anything like this. This dude is like a rejected John Wick extra. I thought that one was pretty great. Another person said he passed out with brown eyes and woke up with blue eyes. One blew this way, the other blew the other way. Another person wrote, when people tell me I need better friends, I think of this.
Oh, no.
Do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I don't know if I can read it on the air, though.
Uh-oh. My favorite also is one that just wrote, bro rebooted.
Just need a little recharge. Just a little recharge.
I like how many people are just so upset at your friends, quote unquote.
I know.
It's just like, it's like, oh, he has the worst friends in the world. Man, look at these friends. They're, I wanted to comment, it.
But they're not my friends. They're my coworkers. I don't even work with them anymore. This video is like 20 years old, people. Relax. So he's like, this dude looks like 1999 Aaron Lewis. And I'm like, I think this video might even be from 1999.
That is, anyone who hasn't seen it, go look, because that is the most accurate description of your vibe.
You want a great laugh. The comments are priceless.
Typical Gen X here can't hang with the millennials.
Oh, this is so great. Rockaholics, what was that time in your life that you knew you shouldn't do something, but you did it anyway? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Van Halen.
The Daily Migs Show.
What was that time in your life that you knew you shouldn't do something, but you did it anyway? 206-803-ROCK.
The text messages are coming in. Somebody say, going drinking three nights in a row and then trying to work 16 to 18-hour work days. Life of a young person. Yeah, those days are gone.
So far gone.
I have one drink. I'm just like, you know, I don't feel very good the next day.
It's awful.
Yeah.
To be young again.
Someone said, jumping up on stage and crowd surfing when I got a little bit older. Not the best idea.
No. There's no chance. I would break things.
Man. When's the last time you crowd surfed?
Oh, it's been probably 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's been a minute. For sure. Ryan in Mount Vernon, you jumped off a second-story building?
Yes.
How old were you when you did this?
So I was about 14 years old.
Okay. It's like that context. It's because when we're young, we do a lot of dumb things.
Oh, yeah. And to preface it, I'm super scared of heights. And we had some friends over at one of another friend of mine's houses and climbed out onto the second-story kind of roof landing area, and he had a trampoline down below. And, of course, there were some, one in particular girl that I had a huge crush on at the time, so I had to try to prove I was cool enough. And I jumped off the roof, and as soon as my legs hit the trampoline, they buckled and hit me right under the chin, and I woke up about 2 minutes later with all my friends kind of hovering around me.
They probably thought you died.
Yeah.
Was there any blood? Did you like knock your mouth open or anything like that?
No. Luckily, like I didn't open my mouth or scream. I was so terrified. I clenched my jaw, so I and luckily didn't break any teeth. But yeah, my knees hit me in the chin, and I was out cold.
Other injuries besides that? Like, cause you said your legs buckled. Did you cause any damage to your legs?
No. Luckily, no. I just I didn't. Everybody kept going, oh, well, land on your butt or your back, you know, you'll be all right. And my body did not do what I wanted it to, and oof, my legs just crumpled. I folded like a lawn chair.
Well, that probably didn't help your fear of heights, I bet.
Yeah, no, I'm still terrified of heights.
Thanks, Ryan.
Jessica in Poulsbo, you peed on the side of the road, and then what happened?
So walking down the road, this is late in the summer, hot, shorts on, tank top, walking down the side of the road to 7-Eleven to get some snacks late at night with my boyfriend and his friend, and I couldn't make it back home before I had to go, so I decided I'm just going to duck into the tall grass here and go to the bathroom. Well, the guys turned around, couldn't find me, because right where I stepped off the sidewalk, there was a 5-foot deep hole, and I went straight down into it.
What was at the bottom of the hole?
Some water.
Jessica. Oh, no.
blackberry bushes. That was down there.
Oh, those have thorns.
Yeah, I was wearing shorts, and I was completely cut from my ankles to my chin.
Did you say, how old were you when all this went down?
About 36.
Oh, no. Did you get hurt? Like,
I don't know why,
hurts?
But that makes it even better. I was expecting you were going to say you were 18. Amazing.
Oh, no.
Outside of the scratches, did you get any other, you know, did you sustain any injuries?
No, thankfully, just my pride.
And how did they get you out of the hole?
they literally had to grab me by my arms and drag me up out, which made it even worse because I was, like, literally just being dragged across the Blackberry Lagoon.
What was that? Okay. Do you remember that the shower when you got, after you had all, because I imagine the thorns cut you up a little bit. That had to have been like the most like non-pleasurable shower of all time.
Yeah, actually, I was still picking thorns out of my legs the next day.
Oh my gosh. That just made all the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
It's the worst feeling, yeah. Jessica, use a bathroom in the future, please.
206-803-ROCK. What was that time in your life that you knew you shouldn't do something, but you did it anyway?
A lot of people are like, Migs, I watched the video on TikTok. It's the funniest video ever of me because I said I'm passing out, posting that video. I kind of regret now putting it up there because it's just blown up and it's got over 100,000 views and a few hundred comments. And some people are saying you got to get Jason or VD to reenact some of those comments. He emailed us and said, can you please send me these comments? I'll reenact them for you guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
What was the, so you are a passer outer.
I mean, it's not like my thing. But
you don't enjoy it.
I don't look forward to it, but it's happened more than once. It's happened while I've been tattooed. I learned a valuable lesson to not just wake up and go straight to get a tattoo. Like, get some food in you first.
Oh.
And obviously, it happened with the piercing. That was similar. I didn't eat that morning. It was super hot in the room. There's usually a reason behind it, but I do get lightheaded. And sometimes, and I know when I'm going to go. Like, even one person on the comments on the TikTok were just like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what that guy was going through. I also know when I'm about to pass out, and you just got to brace yourself for it.
So do you remember the very first time that you passed out?
Yes. The one that I remember. And I remember, did this ever happen to you when you get out of bed, you get up too quick, you get a little lightheaded?
Yeah.
My problem is if I get up too quick, I get lightheaded and I'll go down. Like, not all the time, but like I'll have to kind of like take a moment, kind of lean up against the bed and just kind of let that moment pass for a second. So when I was in my teenage years, I'll never forget this, and I hope my dad has forgotten this. I don't think he has, because I'm sure it's a visual no father ever wants to see. I went to the bathroom, got up real quick, I had to go to the bathroom, hit me, passed out. Passed out while going number one.
Oh,
so I was standing, fell down, big boom, big thud. This is happening early in the morning before my dad went to work. So now, I find out later, because the door was closed and locked, he had to bust the door open. Oh. To find his son passed out naked, or pants around his ankles, still going number one. And this is what my poor father had to witness.
Oh, that's
the first time I remember passing out.
That's terrifying for him.
Terrifying for all of us.
So, I have another pass out question. Do you have to have somebody help you wake up, or will you just come back on your own? Can you come back on your own just as quickly?
I come back. I mean, I think it's quickly. For other people, they view that they don't think it is. Like, the time I passed out on a plane when I was flying with my wife, she thought I was done. And I felt terrible. But I was like, I have no control over it. It just happened.
So what, has this happened maybe 10 times in your life? More?
Oh, I think it's under 10 that I can remember. But I could be wrong. Because some might have been also like, you know, herbally enhanced or alcohol enhanced. Like, I don't count those ones. I'm talking about the sober ones under 10. But memorable. Like the time we were at a radio convention, I passed out on one of the most like respected radio personalities at a bar.
What?
Yeah. It was a cigar bar, hot, smoky.
Oh,
got
no.
Light, talking to some dude that was just kind of giving me anxiety because it was just too much.
You need to keep a snack in your pocket all the time. Make sure you keep that blood sugar.
I definitely do. Oh my God. Well, if I ever pass out around you, you now know why.
Oh, no. Rockaholics, we know that at some point you have had a ridiculous run-in with the law, one that you will never forget. Call us up now as we want to hear that story. Plus, your story will give you a chance at winning tickets to see the Black Keys at Climate Pledge Arena on October 3rd. Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.